audio version of Michael Lehtman's blog. August 3, 2019, will there be anti-Semitism after the coming of Moshiach, Messiah? Quirra, Michael Lehtman, on Quirra, will there be anti-Semitism after the coming of Moshiach, Messiah? Firstly, what is the Moshiach, Messiah? According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, the Messiah is not a human being, but a higher force that unites people above all differences and divisions. It becomes revealed through people's efforts to attract it, through their efforts to unite to one another, above their differences. It is a force that we need to attract, to draw upon us, which connects us and fuses us into a single nation on this planet. The word Moshiach, Messiah, comes from the word Moshek, attract or pull, since it is force that pulls us above our divisive drives, the human ego residing within each and every one of us. The act of attracting this force is reciprocal. We attract it to correct us, and we attract it to pull us above our destructive ego. And when we engage in this action, then not only anti-Semitism, but all problems, diseases and negative phenomena in the world will disappear. What determines the future of a person? Question: what determines the future of a person? Answer: undoubtedly, everybody is interested in the future. At every moment of time, it bursts into the present and turns into the present. Therefore, the future is constantly connected to us and determines our present. If we know that something is about to happen, even not very soon, we nevertheless expect it, and our state in the present depends on it, especially our mood, our attitude to the world and to life. Therefore, the future is a factor that significantly affects our lives. Question: is this what distinguishes a person from an animal? Answer: animals sense the future, but not to the same extent as a person, and they are not so susceptible to it. The future of a person depends on the way he adjusts himself in the present. After all, in fact, there is no future. If we live passively, then we determine the future, what it will be, meaning depending on other people, circumstances and everything else. When we live spiritually, there is neither future nor present. We somehow can talk about the past, because we were in a state when time was flowing, some kind of changes were happening within us. However, if I am now in the present, I can clearly make of myself such a created being that has no future. In our world it sounds very unpleasant: you have no future, and to say this to a person means to kill him. Yet, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, this is not so. You have no future because you are going to create it by yourself now. Go and do it, sculpt it, draw a picture of it, and that is what it will be. And when will it be? Whenever you want. However, if there is no past, present, and future, no world at all, and it is all just depicted to us by our qualities on the white background of the upper light, then what is the meaning of the question, what determines the future of a person? It depends on a person, and not just in the way we pathetically state: a person makes his own future. Number. The fact is that each person, knowing this algorithm of influencing himself, makes himself and the future, because his internal desires create him and the external desires, the world around him. Therefore, the future depends only on him, and with all its elements and details. It is not easy to come to this. However, we are capable of it, and someday we will be able to do it. In the meantime, it seems to us that this is a fantasy. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, April 28, 2019.